This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we start Friday off and moving through the week between Christmas and New Year, kind of taking that deep breath, setting our minds for the coming year, but the past year is finished and we're just sort of got this in-between time to sort out what our lives are about and what's really important. We've been talking about those things this week. We talked on Wednesday about the gospel as so central to our lives as a Christian. And then yesterday we talked about the first priority in our lives as followers of Jesus Christ, and that is to know him. Not to know about him, but to know him himself in a personal and deep way. That's your first priority in life. Well, today I want to talk with you about your ultimate purpose in life. That's different than your first priority. Your first priority is to know God. But your ultimate purpose in life has to do with helping others to know God as well. I want to read you a few verses from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. You know, I work with an organization called Ambassadors for Christ, and so these verses are especially meaningful to me as Paul uses that term. But just listen to Paul talking about purpose. Yesterday we saw him talking about priority, to know Christ. Now he talks about purpose. Listen to what he says starting in verse 16 of 2 Corinthians 5. He says, "From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh." We don't just think about people on the surface level. "Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." Now he's going to start talking about purpose. "All this, this new life, is from God, who, through Christ, reconciled us to himself," listen, "and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their sins against them, and he was also entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, what is our identity? We are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, God made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Well, here is the purpose for your life as a Christian. Yes, God has placed you where you are. You've got the job you've got. You live in the neighborhood you're in. You have the friends you have. All of that is such a real part of your life and where God has placed you. But his purpose for you is that you would be his representative in this world. We are ambassadors for Christ. When Jesus said his last words to the disciples before he ascended to be with the Father in heaven, he said to them, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses." Not, "You will do some witnessing." "You will be my witnesses." This is God's plan for you. Your first priority in life is to know God personally and deeply, to spend time with him, to talk with him, and to listen to him. But your purpose in life is outward. God wants to use you in the lives of the people around you. That's why you have your job. That's why you live where you live. That's why you have those friends in your life. That's why God has put you in your family, to represent him to the people around you. God has a purpose for you in life, and it has to do with introducing people to God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.